being Grand Poobah for the day. I wonder what the world would be like if I could be in total charge for one day. If everyone paid attention and followed my instructions, my dictates, for a day. What would happen during that magical hiatus, you ask? Well, the list is humongous, but here are a few highlights. If I were in charge for one day, everybody would get enough to eat. Torturers would have to release the tortured. No unfriendly shots would be fired. Wars would truce themselves up, and enemies would party together. Bullies would treat their victims with kindness. Snarky social media comments would become gentle and loving. Abusers would shower the abused with favors. Smokers would visit and console lung cancer patients. Bigots would do lunch with people they hate but have never met. Dog owners would not allow their pets to poop on my lawn. The unforgiving would be forgiven and would also learn how beautiful it is to forgive. Criticizers would see the wonder in only complimenting. Shopping center parents would have to restrain themselves from slapping their kids. Each of us would pick up and discard just one piece of trash we'd ordinarily avoid. And so on and so forth, as my neighbor Margaret Selman always used to say. It wouldn't be such a bad thing, you know, living in a world controlled by me for a day. Mainly because things could go back to the way they were in just 24 hours, no harm done. If people did not like my idea of a break, they could just go back to living their lives, forgetting what just happened. But what if some folks liked what occurred? They just might want to make a few adjustments and find some better way of getting through it all. Maybe? Just maybe? It would be an experiment designed to give pause for thought. Let folks off the hook and off everyone else's case for a few hours. Lift the burden of hardship or responsibility or hopelessness for a moment. It would be nice to see whether the one-day hiatus would help people realize what life could be like if only...